This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, hour number two of the program on this Thirsty Thursday. It'll be the Thirsty Thursday when our guys, other drive are out in New Caney, correct? Like they're at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah.
Yeah. So show up. New Caney, Umbo, all y'all out that way. Make sure that you show. I shouldn't say out that way. We're all in this.
We're all in this together, but it is out that way.
Say, that ain't Houston.
Trust me.
Is that Houston?
Trust me, I don't know. That's not Houston.
That ain't Houston.
That ain't Houston.
It's not Atlanta, is what you do. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We were talking about in the question of the day who might be the most hated athletes, and then we got into coaches, and somebody mentioned a name that I understand, Deion. Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. one of those guys that really rubs folks the wrong way. That's another way, one of the ways. Hey, man, why you talk to me like this?
Yeah.
we do not like the way that you talk to us. A guy that I love the way he talks to us, his name is N.D. Kalu. He joins us on Thursdays. Thank you, sir, for giving us a little bit of your time. How you doing today, man?
Man, always appreciate what y'all are doing on air. So my former teammate, my dog Deion, is considered one of the most hated coaches.
Oh, you knew that already.
I mean, he knows that. he's always, in fact, him building the primetime persona was understanding, recognizing the way that that goes.
But you know what? And you're right, John. I'm not surprised. But I think the people that hate him don't really understand or know what he's doing. And because if you truly understand, in my opinion, what he's doing, you have to appreciate him. Like, you have to appreciate the lessons he's teaching those men. You know, I know he's always on social media and you see the different speakers. Like, I truly get the sense that he's trying to build men. And for that, I have to give him credit. I mean, I don't know if y'all know, he opened up, it was either a 529, a college savings, or some kind of bank account for all the players that actually had kids, mm-hmm. so they could learn how to be financially responsible for their seeds. I mean, what other coach is doing that? So, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hate on
him. What kind of teammate was he for you?
Man, he was awesome. Now, so when I was with Deion, I was literally the youngest guy on the roster, and he was one of the oldest. So he was a guy that you looked up to. You were in awe of him, but one thing about him that I'll never forget, he treated everybody the same. Like just the conversations I would have with him on the bus from the airport, you know, to the stadium. One day he saw me reading a book, and it was kind of funny. He was like, oh, I didn't know you read. I'm like, well, yeah. He said, I didn't know you read. So then the next day, he gave me a book written by T.D. Jakes, the pastor out in Dallas.
Yeah. Now,
say what you want to say about him. We'll talk about that later. But, for a guy like Deion at that time, to give a guy who was on the bubble of making the roster to, give him that type of attention, I've always appreciated. To this day, if we cross paths, I mean, he acts like, we play for 10 years together instead of just that one season.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. I always appreciate getting that player's perspective because obviously you guys spend a lot more time together than we get a chance to spend with these players. But let's go from one defensive back in Deion to another defensive back in Christian Gonzalez. He is a guy that the Texans will see, and one of the better players on the team as a young guy. What have you seen from Christian Gonzalez thus far in his career, I think of the last two seasons thereabouts?
I'll tell you what I like about him. Like, he's a bigger cornerback, 6'1", over 200 pounds, and he's physical. He reminds me, and I can't believe the guy's name is escaping me. John, you'll know, the Texans drafted him in the first round, but he kept getting concussions. Kevin Johnson, yeah. Thank you. Christian Gonzalez plays the way Kevin Johnson wanted to play, but mm-hmm. and he's been a little more consistent. I like physical corners. I like the bigger corners, playing with the Bobby Taylors of the world. And I'm glad you brought him up, Reggie, because I know when people look at the record, when they look at the Patriots and they say this should be an easy win, he's one of the guys that I earmarked, like, he's not going to beat the Texans, but you still have to respect five or six of those players. And he's one of the young guys that you have to respect that, whether you watched him at Oregon or what you're seeing, what he's doing early in his career, I truly like him. But with that being said, as tall and lengthy as he is, you still got to test him out. You still got to, match him up with Tank Dell or Diggs, whoever it's going to be, and see if he's really about that life.
I can tell you, I know another thing that you like a lot is when you were playing Andy, and that is facing a rookie quarterback. What exactly is Drake May in store for, and how will it play out, if the Texans get it done?
Blitz, blitz, and more blitz. It's not going to be a secret. You have to blitz this guy, cornerback blitz, safety blitz with Jalen Petrie. You have to do your zone drops, your zone dogs, where a defensive tackle shows that he's going to rush, but then he's going to drop to the middle of the field. Because any and every time you blitz, as a defense, there's going to be a weakness on the field. The Tom Brady's of the world, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, those current experienced guys, even not even the best ones. I just named, two mm-hmm. of the best, but they know where to pick you apart when you blitz. But with a young quarterback, his first NFL start in a regular season game, I would be shocked if we don't see on average at least one blitz per series.
Oh, I'm super excited for that. But that brings me back to a thought. It seems like the defensive line will eat in this particular game, but you being a defensive lineman, I kind of want your evaluation on how the D-line has played thus far. One of the things that I know that John has brought up, I got B. Scott has brought up, is just these guys have applied pressure, but it doesn't feel like they've gotten home nearly as much as you would hope. Is that a reasonable perspective or an observation, or are we seeing it wrong from how you should see it as a defensive lineman?
The truth is in the eye of the beholder. So, going into the season with the addition or the combination, I should say, of Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, we thought, oh, after 4 weeks, they're each going to have 20 sacks. The thought was through the roof. So stat-wise, number-wise, it's not what you expect from the edge rushers. But I think Fodorunso, Mario Edwards, my man Khalil Davis, even Tim Settle, the pressure that they're giving you from the inside is more than what I expected. And you definitely have to appreciate that. And the great Hugh Douglas, great edge rusher, a notch away from being a Hall of Famer, he used to always say, the sacks come in bunches with the great edge players. There's going to be a 3-4 game run where Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter literally averaged like a sack and a half a game mm-hmm. over three games. So those numbers are going to get there. But I really appreciate the way the interior defensive linemen have been playing. And I don't, by name, I can't name the defensive line coach. I really love how he uses and rotates those guys, because you always want those pass rushers, those D linemen to be fresh. And if I look down and look up, you know, Khalil Davis is in for Mario Edwards. You know, Foley, you know, might get a chance to get a breather and somebody's coming in for him. I really like how they utilize all their weapons. So edge-wise, sack numbers, if you're just looking at the stats, yeah, you expected a little more, but if you're actually watching the games, you have to appreciate the pressure that they're putting on these quarterbacks.
According to the internet, we got to give a shout out to Rod Wright, defensive line.
How about that, Roger?
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, from the Texans' perspective, the big question, of course, everybody's talking about, including us, is no Nico Collins on the IR, yes, out for 4 weeks. And ND, I've been saying it yesterday, I said it today, I'm not really panicked about this. Of course, he's awesome, and he's leading the league in yards and all that. But this is unlike previous Texans teams that you were on with Andre, teams that came later with DeAndre Hopkins, where if you lose your number one wide receiver, you really, there's reason to panic. Am I wrong on that? Because I feel like there are players here that, especially Stephon Diggs, that can maybe, you know, change their role a little bit and take over.
No, you're 100% correct. And when the talk was about the Houston Texans having potentially the best or top three wide receiver rooms in the NFL, my excitement in the preseason wasn't so much that the idea. And don't get me wrong, I was excited about the idea of seeing Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins all on the field at the same time. But when I think depth at a position group, this is football. Like, it's unfortunate. Guys are going to go down. Joe Mixon has not even taken a snap in the regular season. So, you know, guys are going to go down. So when I got excited about the depth, it was because if one of those players goes down, then you're like, oh, Stephon Diggs. Like, you know, that's not just some random guy. Like, if Nico Collins, who's emerged as the number one receiver, goes down, which he did, now you're – other option is Stephon Diggs. Yeah, that's a heck of an option to have. Then you still have Tank Dell. And quiet as it's kept, I feel like Xavier Hutchinson, He didn't have the numbers last year, but whenever you have a backup wide receiver and they're using him on sweeps and they're just trying to get the ball in his hands, that means they see something in him that you know, they appreciate. And once he's given a chance, the fans will appreciate. And we still haven't even mentioned Robert Woods, you know, the savvy vet. John Mechie, who looked good towards the end of camp. So I'm with you, John. Like, do you want Nico Collins? 100% absolutely. But with the depth that you have in that wide receiver room, as long as the other guy on the other side of that ball is CJ Stroud, I just have a feeling that, you know, somebody that we're not even thinking of is going to end up with 5 catches, 60, 70 yards.
We're talking to ND Kalu here in Loop Sports Radio 610. And we saw a did not practice report from practice yesterday that was really long, and it has a various number of injuries, and it kind of got me thinking, like obviously hamstring with Titus, and of course Nico on the IR with that. Kamari Lassiter pops up with a shoulder. What is the injury that, like, you hated the most, right? Or whether it was nagging or kind of major, what was the injury that was just like, oh, this is the worst, the absolute worst?
You know, soft tissue, which is like Nico Collins is going through, because even though they might clear you, even though, you know, you're quote unquote back, it's always in the back of your mind, and you just never know when you're going to re-aggravate it, especially those fast, muscular guys. So like me, I had a groin injury, and 1 year, it just never got better. So You just never really felt yourself. Now, thank God for medicine. We would just shoot it up every Sunday, and you worry about it on Monday and Tuesday. But with a guy like Nico, especially with the way he's been playing, that is one of my concerns with him. Like, will he be back in 4 weeks? And it's going to be tough, because a guy like him, he's such a competitor, Reggie. He's going to be trying to push himself maybe a little too hard during rehab for that type of injury. And this is what makes it tough, and this is why I hated it. Like, all you can really do is rest. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel like you're getting better when you're resting, especially in the middle of the season. So that's why those are nagging. Like, I broke my hand. You know, they put a cast on it. And you just go out there and ball out. But with those injuries where the best thing to do is to actually just rest and sit around, those are the toughest.
So I'm guessing you're all in on the way that the Texans have handled this without knowing a ton, right, on with the severity of this, put him on IR. Because for me, I thought Nico Collins has reached a place where if you have any chance of getting him back in 3 weeks, you don't put him on the IR. But it seems like you're just all good with the way that they're handling this then.
because of the depth, because, you know, the Xavier Hutchins, the Stephon Diggs, the Tank Dells, and because of the injury. Not only would I put them on IR, and I thought that was a great move, I would take it a step further and, like, take all his tennis shoes, you know, all his running shoes out of the box and just put slides in there.
He's got nothing but slides.
Yeah, nothing but slides. And say, you're going to get mental reps. Because he's the type of player you can do that. Like, he wants to work. Like, he's a guy that talked about making sure his routes look the same when he's tired on blocking plays versus when he's actually knowing he's going to get the ball. So that's somebody who takes his craft serious. So that's a guy that I'm saying, hey, I don't want you running. I don't want, like, the first week, we're just going to straight up rest. You know, we're just going to straight up rest and maybe work other parts of your body. But yeah, you got to take his tennis shoes away. And for the first week, I would just say, just let that thing heal.
What's your update on the offensive line? It started out okay, looking pretty good. Then, you know, kind of hit and miss. They've had more recently, you know, CJ Stroud's been on the run, having to avoid trouble. Yeah. And some breakdowns. Is there like a progress report, like good old-fashioned seventh-grade progress report on this offensive line?
You know what? It's incomplete. I'll give it an eye. What I used to beg my teachers for, so my parents would put my butt. Like, come on, just give me an eye, and I'll come make it up to you later. So it's incomplete. But I'm actually more concerned with Titus Howard than Nico Collins for everything that we mentioned. You know, the depth, you know, having the young rookie Blake Fisher in there for him. I just haven't seen the consistency that I want to see, but I feel like it's going to come. When I look at each individual player, you know, Laremy Tunsil, obviously, Shaq Mason, Juice Scruggs with what he's done for this team over the last few years. I like each individual player, but as a unit, I haven't seen what I expected to yet. But I'm not going to take anything away from those players, so I'm going to say incomplete. But Titus Howard, I mean, I feel like he has to get on the field and consistently be out there.
All right, Andy, you mentioned a little bit of a reader. What have you read most recently? You don't have to tell me when.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? And I hate when people do this. It's like they're trying to act like they're holier than thou. But I committed to finishing the New Testament.
Okay.
So I've really been focused on finishing the New Testament. So I'm on 2 Peter right now.
That's a good one. I've heard.
Yeah, it's good. So once I finish that, I'll get back to my, you know, to my nonsense fictional books.
All right, excellent. Our guy, Andy Kalu, actually, Ndukwe Dike Kalu. Yeah. I had to get it in at least once.
My man.
Always appreciate you joining us on these Thursdays to get us ready for football. We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Yes, sir. There he goes. ND Kalu, man.
Cracking that New Testament open.
That's right. Look, man, a man of God. As you can tell, his voice is blessed.
Old Testament's a lot darker.
My man going to heaven.
Yeah, he was, by hook or by crook. That's probably not the way I should say that, but you understand what I mean. He's putting in the work to make sure that he's ready for that. All right, man. Appreciate ND
covering
always
his bases.
Us. I don't. What, you think he's going to flip over to another one?
No, just make sure. I am reading the New Testament.
He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm checking off.
Sorry, guys.
All right, coming up next, let's get into around the NFL, where the Saints have a different starter going. A lawsuit was settled and a different play caller for the Jets as well. We'll discuss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All that.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's get into Around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin by talking about the New Orleans Saints. They have a different starting quarterback. Derek Carr has an oblique injury, and so that's going to keep him out. He's been ruled out for multiple games now after he sustained that injury against the Chiefs. And so, stepping into his stead, not Jake Haener, who handled the business in mopping up the game after he got injured. No, it will be Spencer Rattler, the rookie out of, South Carolina. He had previously been at Oklahoma as well.
Yeah.
And so Jake Haener went 2 for 7 for 17 yards in the closing minutes, and I guess maybe they looked around. But the Saints will let Rattler go play and see what he can do, according to Dennis Allen. That was a direct quote. And so Spencer Rattler is going to get out here, and he's fifth-round pick out of South Carolina, and he looked kind of nice in preseason. Like, there might be a little bit of something there, and that was the thing about Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
He has, like, the high plays, just can you have that consistently? But, I mean, when it comes to the Saints, they want to see if they can get a little something out of him. It seems like an experiment of sorts.
And we got Saints fans all over the greater Houston area, as a lot of people already know. And we actually had a fantasy football question come in, which we normally don't talk fantasy football.
Because nobody cares about your fantasy.
Because nobody cares about your team. They only care about my team. But
not your team. Everybody cares about their own team.
Yes. With the Saints changing quarterbacks and Nico out, I'm trying to decide if I should start Tank over Shahid. The correct answer is none of the above. The correct answer is get Chris Olave on your squad.
Dude, it's different. I make it a key point. When he's in, get him the ball. It's that simple.
That's Spencer Rattler.
Okay, so Olave is going to get the...
Gotten a lot of touches.
I would do that. Chris Olave is really good at football.
Yeah.
I personally would still go with Shahid as well. Shahid is very valuable to that offense, really good player. But either way, I am interested in seeing that game where they'll welcome in the Bucs. And that Bucs defense can be a little tough at times.
How about Rattler? Yeah, I'm going to throw it to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it to that dude.
Sometimes you don't got to make it too difficult, especially as a young guy coming into this. Let's keep this thing simple and see if we can make some things shake. So I'm really interested. That upped the interest for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I did not have any level of interest in Bucs Saints, but I think as a division game, I think that raises the interest for me just to see what Spencer Rattler brings to the table. Out there. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. I just looked at this. Apparently, Bears ownership, George McCaskey, and I guess chairman of the Bears, I guess is the way to say, he confirmed that the team had a pursuit of Tom Brady in 2020.
Brady said it last week, right?
Yeah. Brady said it, and of course, during a actually week four, in fact, so I guess, yeah, a week, more than a week ago at this point, on the broadcast, he said that the Bears were very stealth in their recruitment of him. And George McCaskey agreed. He said, well, that seems like ancient history at this point, but I do remember we were interested in pursuing him. It didn't work out for us. Worked out great for him in Tampa.
Man, and how things could have been different.
I mean, I guess once Tom has already said it, you have to, I mean, I don't know that denying or whatever, or, you know, kind of moving away from it is anything. But if you're a Bears fan, how sick do you have to be?
I think any fan that hears that.
Yeah, but Bears in particular. Like, who was the last great Bears quarterback?
Jay Cutler?
That's saying a lot, man.
Do you want to use great's generous?
I was like, do you want to use the word great?
That's saying a lot. Great's generous.
Because even the one that people always point to is Jim McMahon. And
he wasn't great.
And he wasn't great either.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they just, as a history for them, quarterbacks has
Rex
been a
Grossman?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, the Grossman. Yeah. So, like, the idea that you could have had Tom Brady, and especially, like, maybe at that time, some of us, possibly on this show, might have called Brady washed at that moment. But now you see exactly what he went and did in Tampa. You're like, man, that could have been the Chicago Bears, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Don't Google, helpful hint, don't Google greatest Bears quarterback.
Ooh, okay, but
what's
you already have
Justin
now,
Fields.
So.
Sid Luckman. Sid Luckman
That's
is on the
names.
List.
That's man. One of the names that comes up.
Also on the name, Jim Harbaugh is on the list.
Ooh, boy. again, we are really stretching the word great there, aren't we?
We're talking
we?
About Ugly here, man. It is ugly.
It's kind of impressive, though, because they did have a run in the 80s.
But how are you an NFL franchise since the NFL started?
Never had a franchise quarterback.
Like since the beginning of NFL time. And the list, I'm looking at them right now. List of American football quarterbacks, Chicago Bears, Cordell Stewart. I mean, Jay Cutler, Sid Luckman, Jim McMahon, Jim Harbaugh,
and that
Rex Grossman.
Pittsburgh, Cordell Stewart.
Good gravy. Nick Foles, he was a Bear at one point.
For a very short period.
Yeah, I think he got paid because of that Super Bowl.
Steve Walsh.
Yeah, shout out to the 281 who said, from Chicago, raised in Houston, go Texans. That's crazy that you have had a better quarterbacking situation in the short tenure of the Houston Texans than the Chicago Bears.
The correct answer is Sid Luckman, by the way.
That is tough. Mm-hmm. That is tough. And you could have had Tom Brady. Wow, yeah. That's what a gut punch from 4 years ago. Hey, Caleb Williams, right? Like, that's got to be, maybe that's the reason why it's the one silver lining is that doesn't come out till at least you have some hope on the horizon.
Caleb. I mean, good thing it didn't happen last year. This news didn't come out last year.
Oh, my gosh.
There have been things on fire out there. Another place where we talk about a lawsuit being settled, man, this is interesting. I've been following this for a while. Jim Trotter. Finally, he settled his racial discrimination lawsuit with the NFL, or I guess you'd say that the other way. NFL settled with Jim Trotter after a year, over a year, in fact, when Trotter sued the league. So he joined the Athletic in May of 2023 after he was released from our NFL Network did not renew his contract. And he said that it was in retaliation for him speaking out about the NFL's lack of diversity and then challenging Roger Goodell on the topic, which you could very much remember, especially like the Roger Goodell.
Oh, those Super Bowl press conferences. Every year.
And Jim Trotter, that man be standing up there like, hey, man, what's happening with this? Why does it look the way that it does? And yeah.
And Roger Goodell would look so uncomfortable.
I imagine.
Like, I guess I got to go to Trotter.
I imagine most people would be in those situations. But eventually it has now been resolved. And he said, quote, Trotter did. I'm proud to have the opportunity to help HBCU students achieve their goals and dreams, just as scholarships afforded me those opportunities when I was a student at Howard University. And he says that because the NFL has agreed to make a donation in support of a scholarship foundation that Trotter will be creating with I imagine, some, if not all, of the settlement money that he gets.
This is a good old-fashioned win-win. You know, clearly he gets something that is important to him. Maybe not the changes that he wants, but he gets something that is important to him, and the NFL doesn't have to talk about it.
Not
the NFL doesn't have to talk about it.
And what's funny with the NFL, I do believe that as a league, and this is why I'm very very big on, let's make sure we know who we're talking about when we say the NFL, because that can mean a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
The league office, I do believe, actually is a lot more invested in progress in these ways. I think that whether it's Goodell or some of the people that he's hired underneath him and what have you, they are invested in it. If you look at the people that work there, it is a little bit more diverse than you would probably imagine. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the initiatives that the NFL is supporting with the cash, you'd be surprised at the things that they're doing. And then,
but they're still owners.
When you talk about NFL team owners,
they're still owners.
That's a different thing. It's a little bit different. This was always interesting to see. And I guess the resolution is probably about as good as you can get without.
That's what I'm saying, kind of a win-win from their perspective as a league, and from his perspective.
All right. So other things going on around the NFL. The Jets saga continues, and with Olbrich, the interim interim head coach is the word I wanted to use. he is the defense coordinator as well, and he has made the decision. Yeah, that Nathaniel Hackett will still not be the play caller going forward. Todd Downing will indeed call plays. That was the news of the morning. And that I found that to be fascinating because
somebody lost their job trying to change
Olbrich,
play caller.
Has
right?
Olbrich tried his key card yet? Does his key card still work?
Can you fire the interim before he coaches the game?
There's a little fob. I can't. This door don't open. I don't know. Part of the story here is, I guess it wasn't about Nathaniel Hackett with Robert Saleh,
which raises even more questions because if it really was that the team just did not look good enough this early into the season, like what did you feel shifted so greatly from there to from the beginning of the season till 5 weeks in? It really is just fascinating, and maybe this points to something I like to talk about a lot when it comes to NFL teams and such, as organizational competence often determines a lot of victory and those types of things, and the Jets organizationally have not been a competent one for a while.
The Jets organization is a mess, but I honestly, in a weird way, don't think that had anything to do with this. I think this is simple human raw emotion. I don't like that guy, said Aaron Rodgers. Cool, we'll fire him.
Well, Aaron Rodgers vehemently disagrees with that.
Well, we'll get to that buy or sell.
That description of, will we?
Yeah, okay, we will.
So should I not play this audio right this
no,
moment?
No, go ahead, play the audio.
Well, this is Aaron Rodgers, who he takes umbrage with that characterization of how Robert Saleh got fired.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and he was, one of those days yesterday.
Five sentences, but
I knew you did. I knew as soon as he said, "I'll say it in one sentence," I was like, Lopez is counting as we speak.
Five sentences, but. He loves him, I guess, is what he loves him.
And he doesn't have that kind of power.
Put a pin in that.
It's not like we...
Start thinking about it, Figgy. Start thinking about it.
Aaron, we can see you.
Yeah.
We saw the reporting of the fact that you handed them a list of wide receivers, and magically, all of a sudden, wide receivers started popping
up. We saw
up.
You push the dude away from you. Like, get out of my face. We saw it.
Yeah. All right, dog. If you say so.
Man.
One of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers is up there when we talk about hated players in sports. All right. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday, getting involved with the program on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch, all of the above. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the major damage that's been done by Hurricane Milton and retirement. We'll talk about that and more next.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, what's popping in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got Lopez, Figgy, and myself, Reginald Datatula, hanging out with you. And let's begin by talking about one of the major things in just kind of American news generally, which is the landing of Hurricane Milton making landfall in Florida, and Tampa in particular got a big dose of it. At St. Petersburg, you had Tropicana Field, obviously the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, and a majority of the roof was ripped straight off of the building due to and damaged by Hurricane Milton, the winds and such that were brought there. I mean, the pictures of it are kind of jarring. You can see smooth down onto the field.
The whole roof.
You know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
You remember when the Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan was kind of just left to rot? You look at it and it kind of...
No one would ever leave a stadium to rot, would they?
Oh, God, man.
I did not do that intentionally. I apologize to the listenership. I need to be better.
Who would do that?
As a co-host, to make sure that Lopez does not end up in Astrodome.
That's asinine.
Territory. That's my bad.
Just leaving
y'all.
A stadium to rot?
I sincerely apologize. I accept responsibility as supposedly the driver of the show. That is on me. I will do my best to be better. But yeah, no, you've seen a lot of this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said earlier in the week that there were plans for the ballpark to serve as a temporary base camp to support debris cleanup operations and maybe house some first responders. But that feels like that goes up in smoke when you have the, when you can see straight down into,
you can see the cots.
Yeah,
where, you know, where the first responders and the linemen, you know, the electric electric company workers, we're going to use that as a refuge. Just awful in every, well, in all but one way.
Okay.
Just an awful, awful experience. I have a cousin that lives in Sarasota, and I texted him this morning and haven't heard back. I'm guessing it's going to be, you know, power related, phone related, chargers and all that stuff. But yeah, just awful. In all but one way.
Yeah. Well, okay. Before I even probe that, because I know that you're setting something. That's a setup. I know a setup when I see it.
Yeah.
But like, check on your people, right? If you know folks in Florida, obviously, hopefully they would have evacuated. But if not, make sure that you check.
John McClain got a house in Florida, right?
Not there, though.
Not there. So his place is
South
cool.
Florida?
Yeah, I think he's in South.
Okay.
But yeah, my cousin Jimmy lives in Sarasota, and maybe I'll text him again in the next break, see if he's got power back. But yeah, it was awful, awful.
Okay. What is the one way in which it is not awful?
He made it. He made it. I said he was going to die yesterday, by the
you
way.
You sure did. Yeah.
He proved you wrong.
He proved me wrong.
Well, that's a real fisherman right there. He know a thing
about
boats.
He wasn't a
boats.
Fisherman. He's a sailor.
Hey, he know about boats.
Well,
unlike somebody on this show right now.
You'll hear in the audio that somebody got this morning, which, by the way, I woke up and first thing I did, how's Lieutenant Dan? How's Lieutenant Dan doing? Well, he gave us an update this morning.
We got the boat here. And Lieutenant Dan here.
How'd it go? How'd
the night go?
It was a little rough till about 11:30. I repositioned the boat, and I was heading into the wind. And I slept like a baby from 12:30 to 5 o'clock this morning. I woke up twice to pee. That was it. But other than that, I mean, it's been a great night. I just smoked half a joint. I'm high. I'm watching all the people running around like crazy because of all the water. The water went up. It was up to here last night. It was over the... I mean, I believe me, I got battered against the tire, but other than a couple of scuff marks on the side, my boat's in better shape now than it was before because it got washed. So, I mean, everything's a plus. It's a win-win all the way around. There are a lot of good people in this world, and I gave up on this world years ago because I've been on my own, and, I mean, I struggle every freaking day just living, and never anybody offers to help. Never. But Terrence here posted this video, and it started getting likes, and then people started realizing that, you know, maybe he's not just crazy, maybe he really doesn't need help.
Of course, man, let's go.
And people came out and helped me. We moved my boat from down over here, where I would have got smashed last night on the wall, and we brought it over here.
Yep.
And one of the guys is actually a sailor, so he kind of knew how to rig it. So, and then once he was done, I knew how to, I could modify it and make everything work better.
Man, that's actually a very inspiring story.
Yeah, man.
You know, people came out, you know, the crazy guy that lives on a sailboat, not anymore. You know, people came out and helped him. He made it. He smoked half a joint. He's good to go.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, it sounded like he had a better night than me. But then he hit us with that reel. Like, hey, man, I've been out here struggling and y'all didn't care up until, until I got here saying funny things. So, yeah. That's a
good thing he moved the boat too. You couldn't hear it. I mean, you couldn't see it on the audio. Like, his boat would have been destroyed where they had it tied, and then I guess some sailor came and said, you need to put it over here, whatever. And maybe they saw how the waves were going to react and everything. And he said it was a little rough. Ah, I've been in a little rough. It was more than a little rough.
He said he slept like a baby.
Slept like a baby.
Only got up twice to pee.
That's right. Which, John, you know a little bit about that, huh?
Every break.
All right, so one more thing. I guess that we find a little bit of a silver lining in what is a terrible natural disaster tragedy. Was a little bit of reporting that was happening during the course of Milton. And we got back to sports a little bit in an unorthodox way.
Mike, we definitely enjoyed the little halftime show that Mother Nature gave us inside Milton, but now we got the second half. And, you know, I got to remind everyone, you might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton, and we're definitely concerned now.
That's what you call catching strays, isn't it?
Yeah. It's almost it ain't over.
A little drive-by on the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah, you're never going to live that down. Kyle Shanahan got to hold that forever. Dan Quinn got to hold that forever. That's just going to...
Right here in Houston.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some other things that are popping. Actually, I saw this morning, and I found this to be fascinating. Apparently, Kendrick Perkins, the pride of Beaumont, Texas, I like to call him, is offering a company that was founded by him, is offering college and high school athletes upfront money in exchange for a portion of their NIL earnings. We've seen this a little bit in like baseball mm-hmm. in some ways, but in essence, breaking this down, maybe not as kindly as some others might, it's a predatory lending situation where you can get up to like, what, $25,000 up front, mm-hmm. but then they're taking a percentage of your name and image and likeness and, you know, being able to sell that and maybe, you know, doing that through your college years possibly. And this just popped up to me as like, oh, this is yet another reason when you another thing that happens when you do not have any level of regulation around this sport and what yeah. it's doing, because it's all the Wild West. And when it's the Wild West, people gonna come in and grift.
Predatory. You use that word. I think that's a good one. His intentions, you know, might largely be pure.
Sure.
Like, you know, they might largely be pure.
I could read you the kind of the way that he lays yeah. it out. And yeah. if you listen to the sell, it's not an awful sell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's guys that, you know, need money and you can kind of get that up front. It allows you to kind of do that and, you know, not have to worry about things for a little bit. Wait, you could take your time.
But you talk about slippery slope.
100%.
Woo, baby.
I mean,
that sounds like a record deal to me.
A high school
360
player.
Deal happening?
Yeah, like a 360 deal. Yeah. Hey, we get you a car.
Yeah.
We get you a house. We get you some jewelry and
let me get all that
stuff.
Publishing. Let me get all
yep.
that publishing.
Yeah, yep, but we eating back here.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
And he's calling it Nilly because of the NIL. Nilly is his company on
this. Yeah, and I don't want to make it seem like it is only... A Kendrick Perkins thing, because I think that would be besides the point, and we'd be missing the larger thing, which is just the space that that allows this to be a possibility.
Yes, is the main problem,
is the issue, and it's because there really is no regulation, no real rules around any of this, mm-hmm. and we've seen this, and like I mentioned, we've seen this in more spaces than just kind of football and such. But this is the first one, and we also have some of these kind of deals, but just this is the first one that actually has payment up front.
Yes.
So in a way, it is better than some of the things, but it still highlights one of the issues that's happening in college sports, and I guess like prep sports as well in that space. Back to some other things. Baseball.
How about that?
The baseball continued to be very good. We have mm-hmm. one of your final four in baseball as the Mets dispatch the Phillies. And the Phillies got to be sick, right?
Oh,
like,
my
Philadelphia
gosh.
Sports fans got to be absolutely sick. This is the second year where it felt like they should be destined for some really
all
good things.
All year long.
And they just fall out maybe a round or two too early. Last year, I thought that they were going to be World Series bound.
Yeah.
And they got by the Diamondbacks. And now this year, the Mets, the just Pete Alonso led just
the Miracle Mets.
Miracle Mets? Yeah. Is that what we need to start calling them? Miracle Mets
2.0? Just sick in Philadelphia. It doesn't break my heart. But, you know, and we'll get to this during confessions, something in the other series with the Dodgers. All of a sudden, evening things up, and they got their rubber match coming up as well. I said it yesterday. It's just been a very entertaining, because I don't have a dog in the fight, you know.
Yeah,
just a very entertaining postseason.
Yeah, I will say.
Tigers, hell
yeah, Tigers have been they've been finding a way to get to some of these guys in the bullpen, just opportune, mm-hmm. timely hitting for the Tigers as well. But yeah, I still maintain that I have been thoroughly enjoying Dodgers Padres.
Mm-hmm.
This one I was kind of appreciative of that it kind of got mm-hmm. Out of hand early, so I could kind of turn my attentions
yes.
elsewhere. But it was still fun early on. Mookie started off very early with the homer, and I was like, okay, we are off to the races, and we will get a game five, a do or die must win game. Always fun when you get to the playoffs, postseason in any sport, you're getting another one of those here. Actually,
and Ohtani showed a little edge last night.
He sure did.
Which really, I get it, you know, because he got thrown out at home. If you didn't see the game, there was a line drive down the line, fair ball. But after it crossed third base, it hit the third base umpire's arm or hand. And the guy picked it up and threw Ohtani out at home. And Ohtani saw the replay in the dugout and then turned to the umpire and bleeped him up one side and down the other. A little bit out of character for Shohei, but... That could have been a monstrous play in this game.
Yeah, so I said that's the one game five that we'll have. The other two series, they leave open the opportunity for a game five. The Tigers get going at five today, have an opportunity to book their ticket to the ALCS, which, again, just feels wild to say.
Game of destiny.
Oh, God, here we go.
They're still on TBD when it comes to the pitcher, probable pitcher today. They might go with another chaos day, as A.J. Hinch called it, when the Astros faced them. And then Yankees-Royals moves on as the Yankees have an opportunity to punch their ticket to the ALCS if they get a W. So baseball continues. And a few more things before we go here, or I guess one more thing before we go here. If you are a tennis fan, we already brought up tennis once. I did not think it'd be a two times tennis day, but here you go. Rafael Nadal officially retiring from tennis. It seemed like that was likely after his last appearance, but no, he officially made it known today that he will be retiring from tennis. One of the great ones, in fact.
King of the clay. He has the most French Open wins, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah.
And kind of a polarizing guy, which I've liked him.
Yeah. So at the end of the 2024 season, he's going to hang it up. 38 years of age, 22 Grand Slam wins, and 14 of those are French Open titles, obviously. The thing that I love about Rafael Nadal is just he practiced like a crazy man. Like, he just ran forever, and you saw that in games. He just had stamina, had range. And if you know anything about me, just folks that can run in sports, if you can run, you have a high likelihood.
Got your attention?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And of course, I get a text from one of my homeboys saying, well, the Tigers are, they're running up against a team of destiny. The Phillies did. And so what did I expect?
Yeah.
God, I shouldn't let him get to me.
Yeah.
And yet still, here I am.
It's not true. They're just having a really good year.
He doesn't care.
Team of destiny, man.
He just wants the reaction. He's getting a rise out of me. All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We are still getting ready for Texans and Patriots on Sunday. Does anything scare you about this game as we head towards it? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Let us know how you feel. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.